Noon hour on a Patriots Monday. Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier, and Tim Benz. Pleased to be joined right now by Chandler Jones for our Patriots Monday. Christian, while you were educating Lou on this thing called college football a few moments ago.
Yeah, what does Chandler have to say? Well, does Lou know that he went to a college also?
Yes, college that I may have attended
Learning
in the past.
Learning so much about this.
We were going over the nuts and bolts of Syracuse University football, and Chandler was shocked to hear that they might be getting rid of the Carrier Dome. How do you feel about this, Chandler?
Very shocked, actually. The Carrier Dome is tradition, so for them to get rid of the Carrier Dome, that'll take away some advantages that we did have over at Syracuse, New York.
Yeah, especially for the basketball team. Let's get away from football for a second. 36,000 to watch you play basketball. That's a recruiting tool, right?
That is. I mean, I remember going down and watching Syracuse basketball on my when I was getting recruited, and that's another thing that drew me to go to that school.
Well, you knew about that. You're from Endicott, right?
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Does Lou need to know about recruiting? Do we need to tell him that usually coaches come to your hometown and they look at your high school tape and they go, oh, this guy will be pretty good.
Well, it's kind of like
send you on a recruiting trip, Lou.
I'm sure it's just like baseball, you know, just the same recruiting process, right? It's the same thing. Chandler, I was just asking you before, because I'm looking at, you know, Chandler Jones football reference. It says 6'5", 247. Mm-hmm. And I was just asking you about, like, weight-wise. Remember when you came out of Syracuse, everyone's just like, you know, tall, lanky guy, long, but, mm-hmm. you know, maybe needs to add some muscle. Those are, like, initial reports mm-hmm. out of it. You're not 247
No, I'm anymore. Not 247. Not anymore. Not anymore. Right now I'm about 266, to be honest with you. So it's about 20 pounds of muscle around there in that range. But my biggest thing was just getting my body caught up with – well, how I moved to how big I was, you know. I feel like I was almost like Bambi. I was, you know, falling around everywhere, kind of clumsy, coming out of college and coming out of high school. But now that I have my body trained, you know, with my footwork and a lot of, you know, hand training, with even doing MMA with my brother John.
We heard from him earlier.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
Can we get to that now? Can we get to that? Jump off with that.
Do you guys want to start with that? Can we start with that?
Get that out of the way real quick.
All right, we'll do that. So I'll cue up the guys back in studio to let them know. Paul, if you can, get in my headset and let me know when we've got the sound clip queued up of John Bones Jones. And am I saying his name right? Is it Cormier or Cormier? How does he say it?
It doesn't matter.
Let's disrespect the man. Who cares?
Daniel Cormier. I'll go with what I was saying before.
You can go with Cormier, and I'll go with Cormier. How's
okay,
that?
We'll split the difference.
So one of us be right, huh?
Okay, so there was this big back and forth between the two of them at the weigh-in, right? And they tumble down, they take down the set, and then everybody saw the ESPN interview when there was still some back and forth going on. But what we hadn't seen was the two of them on the split screen on the raw feed talking to one another.
We have that ready
and
now,
too. And the video is up at WEEI's NFB page.
Let's hear this again.
You can hear the audio right here.
Let's go.
Hey, are you still there?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. You are just the fakest person. I actually admire that you can actually be this fake in, like, when the TV comes on, how you can just change. It's like you're a chameleon.
Hey, listen,
it's
I'm a professional.
It's unbelievable.
The fact that you're a hasn't changed.
It's unbelievable how fake you can really be. Like, you are just such a my God. It is amazing. But you know what? Hats off to you. You got a great PR person. Because they do a great job with training you, because you are just terrible. You're the scum of the earth. You are a terrible human being, but you can sure turn it on, huh?
Thank you.
God, you I wish they would let me next door so I can spit in your face.
You know I would absolutely kill you if you ever did something like that,
you
right?
You could never kill me.
Oh, I bet you I could.
Then you should try, John. You really should try, John.
No, I would literally kill you if you spit in my face.
Yeah, let's try that, John.
Literally kill you.
Let's try that, John.
I'm not saying I would fight you. I said I would kill you if
John,
you did some serious shit like that.
So, John, do you think I'm just going to sit there and let you kill me, John? I mean, really.
Now, when you hear somebody say they want to spit in your brother's face.
He's kind of subdued, isn't he? He's
annoying.
Scary.
What was his name again? Cormier?
Yeah, we'll just...
Just keep disrespecting his last name. Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah, he sounds a little annoying. I mean, he reminds me of myself. I mean, I never... You know, I'm the youngest brother. I'm the baby. Yeah. So I have another brother that plays for the Colts, Arthur. And then I have John, which is the middle brother. And then I'm the youngest. But whenever I see him nagging and saying, oh, kill me, John, kill me, like stuff like that, like that's what I used to do as a little kid. But, you know, John seems like he's a little upset. And Kermir, or whatever his name is, he's just annoying.
Do you ever see your brother just snap on? I mean, was it just something you didn't want to see as a kid?
Yeah. John used to have, he used to always have temper tantrums as a kid. Growing up, we'd have to put him in timeout, put him in the corner. So thank God that he used his disadvantage as an advantage to becoming a professional fighter, because, that's a scary sight to see John, you know, a little ticked off.
When you hear Cormier, we're just going to keep screwing with his name. Cormier. When you hear him saying that stuff to your brother, does it kind of just strike a nerve and just do you your eyes kind of like gleam over? Do you want to like jump through the screen and try to knock this guy out also because of what he's saying to your brother, or is it just used to it?
Not really, to be honest with you, because I know I've been watching my brother long enough, and I know my brother's abilities. I know what he can do. And if I could say this on air, you know, my brother is probably trained the hardest he's ever trained for any one of his fights. You know, I feel like that comes with, you know, the experience that he has, but also just coming with just seeing the look that he has in his face in these interviews. You know, he is my brother, and a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, you know, if you think he's getting under John's skin, or is John usually like that? And here I am going to answer, John isn't like that. He's not the guy's going to say, hey, I'm going to kill you, but John looks serious, and he looked really serious, and so I'm more excited. I'm more excited for this fight more than anyone, to be honest with you.
Okay, when we were talking before, I was wrong. It's not your bye week, but it is a week where you have a Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a little extra time, maybe get out to Vegas?
No, I'll stay here. I'll probably stay here. I'll catch it on TV.
But you got to throw the party, right?
Right.
You got to throw the party in your crib.
I'll have some chips and dip at my place and have the guys over and watch the fight.
Now, could you mention how he was the older brother for you, but the younger brother for Arthur? Did Arthur take him out in the family squabbles, or was he still a little bit more physically advanced than Arthur back then?
You know what? They used to go, from what I can remember, they used to go head-to-head, actually. Their weight classes were kind of similar. They're only 13 months apart.
Okay.
John's 27, just turned 27, and Arthur's 28. And they used to always wrestle. And I was just telling someone on the bus, on the players' bus the other day, when we came home, my dad used to tape pads around every corner or every sharp edge that we had in our house, because we would come in and wrestle, eat, and then wrestle again. We all grew up wrestling. I wrestled from third to eighth grade, but my brothers are both state champion wrestlers. So John, he's known for his aggressive behavior, and I'm excited for this fight.
Have you brought your brother in the locker room? Has Bill broke him down yet? Has Bill looked at film and said, hey, do your job? I mean, has that conversation happened?
No, he hasn't, actually. He's been to a lot of the games. He's always in the friends and family area, but I'll have to get him in the locker room and let him meet Bill. So it'll be good. Coach Belichick, that'll be a good idea.
Chandler Jones with us on the Patriots Monday here on 93.7 WEEI. I always hear about wrestlers and how they can incorporate their skills to become offensive linemen. Now, you being a former wrestler, can you counter that? And do you use those tricks to fend off the blocks when they get on you?
Yeah, I truly believe that it helps both ways. You know, becoming a wrestler, being a wrestler, it also trains the body for a lot of different things, a lot of different hip flips or different bangs, even falling, to be honest with you. You know, there's going to be a lot of times on the field where you're going to be on the ground and you're going to fall. Wrestling teaches you how to fall, to be honest with you. And also going into MMA training, being a defensive lineman, using different hand techniques or doing different boxing combinations helps you, you know, with different striking. So, there's a lot of different sports around football that isn't actually football that helps you with the sport.
Do you do any of that in the off season with your brother, like to help you kind of get a guy off you?
Yeah, I do. There's been a few times where I've been up to Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where John trains at. And we'll go up there and I'll meet up with his boxing coach, and we'll do certain combinations or do certain hand drills, which helps me. And I feel like it helped me going into my second year. Back last year, going into my second year, it showed me some improvement from my rookie year. And I also did some this year, so I'm excited to see how that goes.
You can't use the arm bar.
Nothing illegal, but, you know, everything that's borderline legal. So.
Now, Chandler, you mentioned that you gained some weight. You got a little stronger upper body, especially. Are you a little nervous based on how many reps you played last year that it may slow you down this year? Because you were on the field, it seems like, every single snap, you and Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah, I was just talking a little about it, actually. You know what? Be honest with you, I just try to do things a Patriot way. Whenever Bill Belichick.
Oh, here we go.
Christian,
here we go, Christian.
Is this the Patriot answer I'm getting ready to say?
No, yeah, we don't want it. I mean, listen, we don't want that answer. This is the MFB show. We cut out the filter.
I'm just trying to be honest with you. To be honest with you. What's going on? Well, when I'm out there in that field, and what I'm doing is whatever Bill Belichick had told me to do. So if you see me out in the field and don't come off the field, I'm just doing the way. I'm just trying to help the team.
If you cut down the snaps, right? It was like 98.5%, 99, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you feel that at the end of the year? I mean, is that something where you? I mean, you had 11.5 sacks, but is that something that less snaps you think will help you?
I actually like being on the field, to be honest with you. Because I feel like the more that I'm on the field, the more that I can produce and help the team. So, you know, a lot of do. I mean, if you do listen to what a lot of people say, they do say, you know, you'll probably be more fresh toward the end of the year and playing less snaps. But I actually like playing. I enjoy playing football, and I enjoy being on the field for the majority of the snaps. I do.
So, okay, let's talk about the Patriot way. So when the season was over, and then you left for vacation, you're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing all sorts of things. Uh-huh. What were your marching orders? Did Bill say, listen, I need you to find a secondary move. I want you to work on some diversity after your initial contact. What was kind of the marching orders after he kind of evaluated everybody and gave you the preseason speech?
Well, personally, I felt like I had needed to work on it. It's funny you said that because my second move, you know, I needed to transition to my second move faster. And this offseason, before I even started training, what I did was I sat down. And I went over some of the things that I needed to work on personally, my weaknesses and what I could do to get better, not in just pass in rushing the passer, but also in stopping the run. And one thing that I definitely had to emphasize was my hand placement. And if you're not familiar with hand placement, it's when your hands are in the inside's pad and the inside of the offender's pads. And once you get your hands there first, you have the ability to control them however you would like to control them. So that's one of the things I need to work on. In my second move is when I'm rushing the passer at my first room. My first move doesn't work. My second move will more likely work.
All right, lastly, Chandler, before I let you go here, this week against the Eagles, what are you looking to accomplish in practice? And when you go up against them on offense with their new look, new wave offense that we got introduced to last year, what do you think you can glean from that as a first-team defense should the first-teamer see some more snaps this week?
Yeah, for sure. I have the opportunity to go against a pretty good, actually, I'll say a great offensive tackle with Jason Peters. He's a very good offensive tackle in this league, and have the opportunity to go against him in practice and get a few looks at him. So I'm excited to get some work over there.
No, this wasn't exactly burger time, you know, but I'm sure this interview with MFB, you know, I know what the guy that's coming up next here, Julian Edelman, I don't know, burger time was a tough one for you, so it's a little bit easier.
Burger time. That was a classic. That was classic. There's Julian right there looking for
the
glass.
Is there a fern out there on the desk? I mean, do we not have a fern?
Two ferns. Get the ferns out here.
Two ferns.
Here comes Julian walking to the door now, Mr. Burgertime himself.
Well, thanks a lot for coming on, Chandler. I really appreciate it. And thank your brother for the entertainment during the show today. We appreciate the levity that he brought to the program, all right?
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, this is Patriots Monday with Chandler Jones.